Well, a new young adult book caught our eye. I Will Always Write Back was written by Caitlin Alafarenka of Pennsylvania and Martin Ganda of Zimbabwe and tells of their friendship as kids and pen pals. He writes, how can she have a dog in the house? She marvels that he can know about Nike shoes but live in a hut. What she doesn't know at first is that he can barely afford to write her, once writing on an old food wrapper. Incredibly bright, he soon can't afford school. His country in the 1990s is on the verge of collapse. They wrote the book together, but Caitlin is here to tell their story. And Caitlin, describe your 12-year-old self when this started.
I was, I think, a pretty much a typical American teenager. Loved boys, loved music, loved hanging out with my friends and clothes. Didn't really care too much about school. Just liked having fun.
Kind of self-absorbed, as you say.
Absolutely.
So suddenly your teacher's saying we're going to pick pen pals and the countries are up on the board. And even just the name Zimbabwe fascinated you. What were you thinking?
I had no idea where Zimbabwe was. I had an inkling it was probably in Africa, but it was such a cool name, and I just wanted to learn more about it.
And you start sending the letters. On the other end, Martin is picked out to be the recipient. There's a point in your story when young Caitlin starts to realize, wait a second, there's something going on here. You'd been sending him money.
I did. I was initially showing him our money, just so he could see what our money looked like.
Like, here's a dollar, right?
Correct. He wrote back to me after I had sent him, I think it was $20. I had babysat that Friday night, and I sent him money from that. And he said that it fed his family a nice holiday meal. And I couldn't believe it, because I know I've went grocery shopping with my mom, and the bill always gets really high for holiday meals.
Yeah. This started changing you.
Yeah, I felt like my friends at school were more absorbed in things that weren't as relevant, you know, as Martin was, what he was going through in his life. He was actually dealing with real life problems of hunger and poverty. And my friends here were upset if they couldn't get the new Spice Girls CD.
Yeah.
I started finding out a lot about Zimbabwe and how it was collapsing, the economy was collapsing, and the devastation and hunger and all the political turmoil was taking over. And it really scared me because my friend was there.
Now he's your friend.
Absolutely, yes. He told me that his dad lost his job and that he was cleaning shoes and pouring tea, carrying luggage just to get some money because he was kicked out of school. And that really bothered me, that my friend who wanted to go to school and get an education had a difficult time eating, and he was just a child. And it just really bothered me that my friend was suffering.
Well, you started taking classes about Africa. You realized there was a monsoon season. He might need boots and tarps. You learned that they were plugging holes in their one-room hut with your letters.
Yes, they couldn't have clean drinking water and, you know, wearing no shoes in these monsoon seasons and with all the rain and water. And so I started going to the Army-Navy stores and looking at potable water tablets and tarps and anything I could that would help keep their family safe.
Well, you mentioned no shoes. At one point, you send a box of used shoes. What was his response?
His response was that his mother was now considered to be a human being because she finally had a pair of shoes.
No.
Because people who don't wear shoes are considered just to be animals. He enclosed a letter to my parents, really just pouring his heart out and asking them for their help because he was going to die in Zimbabwe if he didn't have some help just with anything, with going back to school, with food.
Did this feel at this point like, oh my gosh, how did I ever get involved in this? You know, it was supposed to be just a simple pen pal ship, and now I feel burdened maybe by this?
I never felt burdened at all. I felt concerned. He was my best friend. We were totally best friends. We knew everything about each other, and I was determined to do anything that I could to make sure that he was okay.
Well, and how did your parents feel about this?
I'll never forget this night. They sat down with me and they said, what do you want to do? And I said, I don't care what needs to happen, but we need to help my friend. My parents said, you realize if we step in and help, we're going to help 110%. And I said, I can't help him on my own anymore. It was bigger than me. And my parents agreed. And they said, if you feel strongly about this and you want us to do this, then absolutely we'll help.
And eventually, Your mother gets him a full scholarship at Villanova?
She worked very hard, my mother. She was at Villanova every single day asking if they had found any money for him. And they did. They got him there.
And Martin Ganda from Zimbabwe, your pen pal from the age of 12, now has dual degrees in mathematics and economics.
Yes, and he's got his MBA from Duke.
Oh, there's that too.
Yes.
And you are an emergency room nurse?
Correct.
Are you still friends?
I actually call him my brother. He's my daughter's uncle. Yes, we're family.
What do you make of it all?
I think this is just extraordinary that we were able to keep a friendship for so long and through so many different obstacles. And I'm thankful because I feel like he has just changed my life for the better. And I know that I did something good and it makes my heart happy.
Well, it also is a cautionary tale about, you know, raising your hand in class when someone says, who wants to do fill in the blank? I mean, if you hadn't, your two lives would not have intersected and you wonder what Martin's would have been.
Right. It scares me to think about what Martin's would have been.
Caitlin Aliferenka, co-author of I Will Always Write Back, a new young adult book about her pen pal, Martin Ganda, and how both their lives were changed. Caitlin, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.